This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the youth minister calls for a sex offenders registry in Barbados, a retired police officer found dead in his home in Christchurch, a National Council on Substance Abuse expressed concern over the increase of alcohol and illicit drugs at major events, the Cricket World Cup Organizing Committee announces plans to recognize Barbadian cricket legends as well as a National Flag Day in June. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. There's a call for a national register for child sex offenders in Barbados. It came from the Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, during the debate on the report of the Child Protection Bill in the House of Assembly yesterday. Mr. Griffith stressed that the government needs to move a step further and implement the register.
I believe, Mr. Speaker, that we should go the full distance in relation to this bill. I believe that there should be a national register with all pedophiles on this island. We have to protect what I believe is the most valuable of our citizens, our children. And if we're going to bring this bill, I believe, like I said, that we should go the whole nine yards. Because the honorable member who just took her seat mentioned predators. And those of us who are on the ground in society know that there are some men who would say to you that any time after 11 is lunch. And hence, I again say that we need to be serious in relation to how we treat to this bill today, Mr. Speaker.
He also made an appeal for young people to use the hotline launched by his ministry.
It was mentioned earlier that if you see something, you should say something. From the Honorable Member for St. Peter, I believe. And hence, last year, January, government, through my ministry, launched the National Youth Hotline specifically for this purpose, Mr. Speaker, to help protect our children from all of the predators that are out there. Mr. Speaker, that hotline is an avenue for persons who witness wicked things happening to our children. It is an opportunity, Mr. Speaker, for some of our young people as well to call and to get help in terms of what they're going through.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The body of a retired former officer of the Barbados Police Service has been discovered in his home at Maxwell Main Road, Christchurch. The former police sergeant, 77-year-old George Cox, is said to have lived alone. The body was in a state of decomposition. No foul play is suspected. The U.S. Coast Guard is working with regional security forces to improve the strategies to combat transnational organized crime in the region. This was revealed by U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander James Perdue at a media day demonstration at the Barbados Coast Guard base.
Once we start learning some of these, we will interview. You know, we interview, of course, everybody that's on that vessel and how it was done. So we're seeing semi-submersible vessels and the whatnot. But we also have people like Caribbean, the CARICOM impacts, right? And the Regional Security System, RSS. Which are amazing organizations, right? CARICOM Impacts being the implementation agency for crime and security. An amazing organization which we work hand in hand with to help gather that information.
U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander James Perdue. The National Council on Substance Abuse, NCSA, is concerned about the increased usage of alcohol and illicit drugs during major events. Deputy Manager Troy Wickham said there is evidence of this increase, and the council is putting measures in place to address the issue ahead of the men's T20 Cricket World Cup. He was speaking on the sidelines of a four-day sub-regional technical expert meeting, which is being hosted by the NCSA.
Concerns will often pop up as it relates to the consumption of drugs. We know it's a major event. Persons tend to associate drugs with festive times, and obviously there will be an increase in the use of more alcohol and maybe increase of other illicit drugs. The statistic showed there's a rise in alcohol consumption of persons using and purchasing alcohol, especially beer, around cricket. And we recognize that often there's uptake in accidents as well. Going back every crop over period, after major events, there are more reported accidents on our streets. Recently, there have been an uptake in road fatalities. It appears is anecdotal that persons may be under the influence. I mean, encourage persons, if you do have to drink, make sure you have a designated driver.
Mr. Wickham said the NCSA will launch a campaign to encourage responsible drinking and mitigate the use of illicit drugs ahead of the Cricket World Cup.
I will be consistently sharing messages during the period of Cricket World Cup, reminding persons of the legislation, reminding persons of the harms associated with using alcohol, and encouraging people to do what is socially correct. We're using our existing messaging. We plan to utilize some new messaging as well. We're working on some things, especially in the traditional media, on television, ads, infomercials, etc. So they will release very shortly.
Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham. Billboards recognizing national hero Sir Garfield Sobers and the iconic Kensington Oval are to be erected across the country. These are some of the plans announced by the National Organizing Committee of the ICC T20 Men's Cricket World Cup. Chairman Noel Lynch, speaking during a news conference at the Cricket Legends in Fontebel, said cricket legend Sir Garfield Sobers will take the lead in the launch of the Greatness Campaign, which will also celebrate the achievements of Barbadians in various disciplines. Mr. Lynch hopes the campaign will motivate Barbadians to achieve greatness.
These are going to go up on the billboards where you see where it says prepare Barbados for the World Cup. The prepare Barbados signs will come down and this will go up. I can't think of a better person to put there. This is a time too to recognize and honor the other greats within our nation, whether it's in sports, the arts, sciences, business. We're starting to launch the Greatness Campaign, but then we are going to build on it as we go along. Not just for cricket, but there are a number of iconic Barbadian figures that we want to utilize coming out of this World Cup to inspire Barbadians to go on to greatness.
Mr. Lynch also indicated that June 28th would be declared National Flag Day, where Barbadians would be given the opportunity to have the national colors on display on the day before the final.
Another thing that must be is the pride that we show as Barbadians during this period. And therefore, we are designating June the 28th, the day before the finals, as National Flag Day in Barbados. We want every Barbadian from every walk of life to come with your flag, put out your flag, put your flag on your house, on your car, wear it on your chest. During this period, show your pride and patriotism for Barbados on this day, because the eyes of the world are going to be on us. The journalists are going to be here. Imagine a day when everything in this country becomes blue and gold on that day. And we're encouraging Barbados to make June the 28th, the day before the finals, as their flag day.
Chairman of the National Organizing Committee of the T20 Men's Cricket World Cup, Noel Lynch. A 4.6 magnitude earthquake occurred off St. Lucia and Barbados yesterday afternoon. According to the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center in Trinidad and Tobago, the quake occurred at 12:54 p.m. It was centered at a depth of 10 kilometers, 87 kilometers east of Castries, St. Lucia, and 114 kilometers northwest of Barbados. And finally, the U.S. State Department has moved a $1 billion U.S. dollar package of weapon aid for Israel into the congressional review process. The latest weapons package includes tanks, tank rounds, mortars, and armored tactical vehicles. President Joe Biden said last week he had delayed a shipment of 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs to Israel over concerns they might be used for a major invasion of Rafah, a town in southern Gaza. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters on Monday that the U.S. would continue to provide the military assistance provided in a $26 billion supplemental funding bill passed last month. Recapping the headlines. The youth minister calls for a sex offenders registry in Barbados. A retired police officer found dead in his home in Christchurch. The National Council on Substance Abuse expressed concern over the increase of alcohol and illicit drugs at major events. And the Cricket World Cup Organizing Committee announces plans to recognize Barbadian cricket legends as well as a National Flag Day in June. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.